The Supremes won't review the FAA's plan for New York airspace. Space station crews now have much more direct internet access. And another Cub LSA debuts at Sebring. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, January 25th, 2010. The U.S. Supreme Court has notified Rockland County, New York, that it will not consider an appeal of a lower court ruling denying the county's challenge of a new FAA airspace plan that would increase overflights of the county. LowHUD.com reports that County Executive C. Scott Vanderhoff and Congressman Elliot Engel contend that the FAA did not follow proper procedures for assessing the environmental impact and noise mitigation in designing the new corridors. They're now out of legal avenues, but the two say they'll pursue a political tactic to stop implementation of the new air traffic corridors. The International Space Station is definitely cutting edge on many fronts, but there are a few things we take for granted here on Earth which have been missing up there. Among them, direct internet access. Tweets from space and other stunts have up till now been relayed to NASA ground personnel, who then posted them on the web. Astronauts on long missions have wanted something a little faster and more private. Well, now they have it, thanks to a successful project by Expedition 22 flight engineer Timothy Kramer. The new setup uses an existing Ku-band link to give the crew remote control of a computer on the ground, which in turn is connected to the internet. Kramer's followers got this tweet on Friday from Astro_TJ. Quote, "Hello, Twitterverse. We're now live tweeting from the International Space Station. The first live tweet from space, smiley face emoticon. More soon. Send your questions." Unquote. Astronauts will reportedly be subject to the same computer use guidelines as government employees on Earth. They'll continue to have official email, VOIP telephone, and limited video conferencing capabilities. Another new LSA joined the fray over the weekend at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo at Sebring, Florida. Bushwhacker Aircraft Company debuted its spin on the classic PA-18 Super Cub. In this case, the Bush Cub Sportsman appeared as a CNC-cut, hand-welded airframe company president Chris Hayton decided was too pretty to cover for the show. Quote, "Our welders have 30-plus years of experience TIG welding $5,000 bicycle frames, and their workmanship is unsurpassed in this industry. We brought the Bush Cub here in its raw state to show the quality we offer, something that's easy to miss after it's fully built." Unquote. The company says the Sportsman will be sold as a tack-welded or fully welded fuselage, experimental kit with wings, and as a ready-to-fly LSA. The company's website says the engine will be the new 115-horsepower Lycoming IO-233 LSA. Standard features will include a 24-gallon fuel capacity and composite doors, panel, cowling, and trim pieces to save weight. Options will include BRS, lights, GPS and glass panels, floats, skis, and tundra tires. The pre-production starting price is about $90,000 for the assembled aircraft, or $32,900 for the kit minus firewall forward. LSA certification is expected in time for Oshkosh. Find out more at bushwhackerair.com. Up next on ANN, a jinxed Cessna prototype is back on the mend. The Airbus A400M is $7 billion in the hole. And Aircell successfully raises more funding. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 25th. I'm Paul Plack. A year ago, this dream almost ended. Now, the Spirit of Flight Center near Denver is nearing the end of a complete restoration of a historic Cessna L-19 Bergdog. It's a prototype built by Cessna in 1949. At the time, the U.S. Army was searching for an aircraft that could adjust artillery fire and perform liaison duties. The specs called for all metal construction to avoid the short service life the Army was experiencing with fabric planes. Cessna answered with the 305, a modified 170 with conventional gear but only two seats. It was the only tandem gear plane Cessna ever built, and it also included transparent overhead, side, and rear panels, the latter of which would later show up as a feature called OmniView on civilian piston singles starting in 1964. Cessna ended up building over 3,400 of the planes, and more were built under license by Fuji in Japan. Last February, 100-mile-per-hour winds tore the rare prototype from its tie-downs at Erie Municipal Airport in Colorado and sent it cartwheeling down a ravine and into a tree. Museum volunteers and students at Redstone College in Broomfield managed to save it. The plan is to eventually hang it from the ceiling of the Spirit of Flight Center. Further donations are being sought. You can find more details in the text version of this story, dated January 24th, at aero-news.net. Find more information on the Spirit of Flight Center at www.spiritofflight.com. So, just how far over budget is the Airbus A400M military transport? Well, AFP News cites a website's unnamed source close to the negotiations in reporting the overruns will require another $7.3 billion, of which Eads is reportedly willing to kick in only about $1.1 billion. The report appeared on Thursday, just a day before Friday's scheduled talks among the program's customer countries. Airbus has publicly threatened to scrap the A400M program if it doesn't get additional support from the already cash-strapped governments of Germany, France, Great Britain, Spain, Belgium, Luxembourg, and Turkey. Aircel is pointing to its latest round of fundraising as an endorsement of its business model. The company reports raising $176 million to expand its network of ground stations and fund its operations, as use of its GoGo airborne internet service expands into small and medium-sized aircraft. Aircel CEO Ron LeMay comments, quote, "We're proud to have the support of our existing investors and be able to add new investors in the midst of a challenging global financial market. Aircel is well-positioned to continue its ongoing aircraft deployment and rapid acceleration in customer adoption of GoGo throughout 2010 and beyond," unquote. GoGo is now offered on more than 700 commercial aircraft, and 9 airlines have committed to the system. Aircel also offers a 332 kilobit per second service through the Inmarsat satellite constellation for aircraft flying in areas not covered by its U.S.-based ground stations. Still ahead, Aspen's glass panels are now approved for Cessnas in Europe. If you missed out on a shuttle, how about some Apollo parts? And 2009's most famous A320 is about to be scrapped. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, January 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna pilots in Europe now have the option of installing an Aspen avionics glass panel. Aspen announced on Friday that EASA has granted an STC for installation of the EFD-1000 primary flight display in Cessna 172, 175, 177, and 182 series aircraft. The STC was developed by Avionics Straubing in Germany. Aspen's director of marketing, Brad Hayden, adds, quote, "There are more STCs currently under development, and we will continue to provide these updates as the information becomes available," unquote. There are only 2 retiring space shuttles available to meet requests from several institutions that want to display them. If you feel left out, maybe you should aim smaller. NASA is now set up to take proposals via the internet for loans of space artifacts to museums and other eligible institutions. In the first use of the new system back in October, over 900 items were placed. A second round begins tomorrow, with 2,500 artifacts from the shuttles, the Hubble Space Telescope, and the Apollo, Mercury, and Gemini programs. Each artifact will be screened for 90 days, after which inquiring institutions will be notified of the status of their requests. Get more details and a link to NASA in the text version of this story, dated January 24th at aero-news.net. And finally today, the humans involved in the miracle on the Hudson became celebrities. But the Airbus A320, which was battered and flooded that day, is about to meet an ignominious end. auctioned for salvage. CNN reports that Chartis Insurance, U.S. Airways Insurance Company, and a division of AIG will auction the plane March 27th at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time in New Jersey, and bids must have been received in writing by then. The wings, which have been separated from the fuselage, are included. The engines are not. It's hard to know what the sale will bring, but a salvaged A310 is said to have been sold at auction recently for $2.6 million. So, what will the buyer want with that plane? Museum display? Or melt it down like old beverage cans? Whatever he decides to do, he's going to need to decide it quickly. Terms of the auction state that storage and handling fees will be the responsibility of the buyer. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves clears up the difference between pressure altitude and density altitude and explains why it's important to know the difference. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.